It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, November 22nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. While much of the region is still rated in the D1 category for moderate drought, conditions continue to improve according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa. Ratings are based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, November 19th, with this week's report issued before many areas received rainfall between 3/4 and 1.5 inches of rain on Tuesday. Thus, all of Blackhawk, Bremer, Buchanan, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Chickasaw, Hancock, Howard, Floyd, Fayette, Franklin, Grundy, Kossuth, Mitchell, Winnesheek, Worth, Winnebago, and Wright counties all remain categorized as being in moderate drought. The eastern 3/4 of Allamaquis County and eastern quarter of Clayton County have improved into the D0 category for abnormally dry, with remaining areas of those counties in moderate drought. The first taste of winter 24-25 across the region came just a week out from Thanksgiving, as motorists dealt with some slick roads on their morning commute yesterday. As for state highways, Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT says crews went into action Wednesday night into Thursday morning to clean up roads. He adds that the process was aided with the pre-snow application of brine to help cut down on freezing. Helmstead says the DOT officially entered its winter season on October 15th. For the winter months ahead, he recommends checking 511ia.org or downloading the 511ia app before you travel.
From the road conditions to work zones, detours, cameras, from the ones that are fixed, like in the metro areas, to the snowplow locations, snowplow cameras.
Helmstead does offer a word of caution when you check road conditions for snow and or ice.
Now, one thing to keep in mind, green means seasonal, and we are in the winter season. So that doesn't mean there's not the possibility of icy spots on bridges, on ramps, in sheltered areas.
Most snowfall amounts across north and northeast Iowa Wednesday into early Thursday were generally a half inch or less. The Floyd County Secondary Roads Department is seeking to improve safety for bicyclists south of Charles City. During Monday's Board of Supervisors meeting, County Engineer Jacob Page said the need for the safety enhancements along Shadow Avenue seemed to fit the criteria for a RAISE grant.
And they were looking for safety improvements on roadways that have had maybe underlying issues for different modes of transportation. Well, and I was reviewing our system and trying to decide if we had a project that could apply and would make sense in an application. I found the Shadow Avenue south of Charles City. We've had, in the last 10 years, we've had multiple bicyclists have fatalities on that road. So I think we have a compelling project, and I think it checks a lot of the boxes.
Page said the project is an aggressive one.
This project I estimated at like $2.1 million. So it'd be paved shoulders all the way from city limits of Charles City south to the Butler County line. So 9 miles of paved shoulders. So it'd be quite a project for a safety award like that. And then add the rumble strips as well, which are not nearly as much of a cost as the pavement.
The project is not a done deal. It's still in the application phase. The most recent death of a bicyclist on that stretch of road occurred in August 2020 when Ellen Bengston of Charles City was hit by a pickup. Charges against the driver of the vehicle were later dismissed. Area bicyclists honor Charles City victims like Bengston, as well as Bob Phillips, killed in 2016, and Brian Lauterbach, killed in 2014, with the annual Ride of Silence in Charles City in May. A North Iowa man already facing federal child pornography charges has now been arrested on a local child sex abuse charge. 34-year-old Cleon Mitchell Jr. of Mason City was booked into the Cerro Gordo County Jail on Tuesday on one count of second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison. According to the criminal complaint, Mitchell is accused of committing sexual abuse on a child under the age of 13 between January 1, 2023 and July 15th of this year. He is due for a preliminary hearing November 26th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. Mitchell is also facing federal charges of receipt of child pornography and possession of child pornography. A search warrant was conducted at his residence on April 18th with an indictment stating that a cell phone with pornographic images of a child under the age of 12 were seized. Mitchell was released on bond after making an appearance on the federal charges. New Hampton Athletic fans are invited to the Winter Meet the Team Night tonight. While it is a free event, Dennis Pagel with the New Hampton Letterman's Club hopes you'll bring a donation for the Chickasaw County Food Pantry.
And some items they're looking for are canned vegetables, canned fruit soups, peanut butter, and various other things that are obviously non-perishable. They also accept monetary donations.
Pagel says tonight is the kickoff for their annual food drive, which officially runs from November 25th through December 4th. Items can be dropped off at the offices of the elementary, middle, and high schools. Winter Meet the Team night practice sessions include bowling from 3:45 to 5:45 at the Bowlaway Lanes, boys and girls wrestling from 4:15 to 5:45 at the middle school gym, followed by parent meetings. In the high school competition gym, it's a girls basketball practice from 5 to 5:45 this evening, introductions of bowling, wrestling, cheer, and coaches at 5:55, ninth grade and JV boys basketball practice at 6:10, and varsity boys basketball practice at 6:55. The Booster Club annual soup supper is also served from 4:30 to 7 p.m. this evening in the high school cafeteria for a free will donation. The year was 1949. Over seven decades later, 1580 a.m. KCHA is still going strong. November 27th will mark the station's 75th anniversary, which was recognized with a plaque presented Wednesday by the Charles City Chamber Ambassadors. KCHA alum and historian David McCartney recounted the station's beginning.
KCHA did not start as a locally owned station. It was founded by a company based in Milwaukee that was looking to expand its empire, as it were, and they added KCHA in 1949 as their first out-of-state acquisition.
McCartney said another first for KCHA was spearheaded by former sports director Mike Lyman.
Mike, sometime in the mid-1980s, came up with the innovation of broadcasting high school wrestling matches live, and he applied to the Iowa High School Athletic Association for press credentials to cover at Matside, which had not been done before in Des Moines. And as far as Mike knew, his application was the first in Iowa to the High School Athletic Association for that type of press credential. So it's quite possible KCHA was the first station in the state to carry in-the-moment wrestling action at the state tournament. Mm-hmm.
In November 1971, the KCHA family grew with the addition of an FM frequency. Originally at 104.9 FM, it was moved to 95.9 FM a few years later and has remained there since. In November 2018, 103.3 FM was added as a companion to 1580 AM and now simulcast Fab Oldies, plus coverage of Charles City High School sports and UNI football and men's basketball. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.